It is the season for coughs, colds, fevers, flus, and the average person can get as many as 8 to 10 colds a year. So this morning, we've got your prescription for staying healthy this winter. Dr. Keith Roach is here. He is an associate professor of clinical medicine and an internist at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
How do you know the difference between a cold and a flu?
Well, sometimes it's not always perfectly easy to tell the difference, but a cold generally starts off slower. Mm-hmm. You'll start off with a bit of a scratchy throat, then get a runny nose, a little bit of a headache, and after a couple of days, you know what you have it. You may get 8-10 colds a year, so we all know colds pretty well. Flu, on the other hand, is much more severe. It starts off much more suddenly. My friend Dr. Pelsman says people get hit by the flu truck. Mm. Sometimes they even call us up and they say, I'm too sick to come in. I'm lying on the bed here, terrible body aches, temperature of 102, 103, 104, just feeling miserable.
Is that when you know you should go in and see a doctor?
The thing about the flu is we have specific treatment for the flu. There's a medication, an antiviral medicine, oseltamivir, goes by the brand name of Tamiflu. If you can start it within 24 hours of getting flu symptoms, then you can reduce how long you're sick by a day or two.
And so, okay, so you know if you have the fever and things like that and the antibiotics that you're talking about.
A high fever is much more consistent with the flu, that sudden onset and those terrible body aches.
Okay, and the antibiotics to help fight it off.
That's right.
All right, so we have that going on. And it's, you hear so many things and you see so many ads about some medicine that you can take to prevent getting the cold or flu. Are any of them really on the up and up?
Afraid not.
No?
No.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, I tried.
They can make you feel better once you get it,
yeah.
But there's really nothing that's going to cure things, and there's really nothing that's going to prevent it. I heard Chris say he's getting more sleep now. Getting some more sleep can help ward things off mm-hmm. a little bit, but the best way of preventing getting a cold is to not get exposed to it in the first place.
How about the flu shot? Is it too late to get it?
It is absolutely not too late to get the flu shot. I just looked at the CDC's information last night. We haven't hit epidemic level, but we're on the upswing, so it takes about 2 weeks for the flu shot to become fully effective, so you want to get it as soon as possible. There's no shortages this year, so you want to go in and get that right away.
And which age group, seniors, babies? I know that because we go back and forth with this, doctor, and who should really get the flu shot?
Now we're saying pretty much everybody should get the flu shot. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to get the flu, get a flu shot.
All right. And then those tips that we always hear about, and beginning with wash your hands. I know it sounds very simple, but it's really effective, isn't it?
It's extraordinarily effective. I wash my hands when I'm seeing patients somewhere in the order of 50 times a day. Before I had kids and they gave me their little gifts at home, I hardly ever got sick from keeping my hands so clean. But we can't say it often enough. If you keep your hands clean, you're much less likely to get sick.
Any other suggestions?
If you have to sneeze, we always teach ourselves
right.
to sneeze into the elbow. If you're going to be sick and you have to be sick, then stay at home if at all possible. Try not to come into work. Now, it's not always possible for everyone, so if you have to come in, keep your hands clean, keep your dealings with other people to a minimum.
And we see the cold weather that we have here and much of the country, and just trying to bundle up as best you can and try and ward it off as best you can?
Keeping warm probably doesn't make too much of
no.
a difference. No, it's keeping away from people who have colds that's going to prevent it.
You're just a bearer of great news this morning, aren't you, Dr. Roach?
Sorry.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Pleasure
great
to be
deal,
on.
Especially this time of the year. Thank
yep.
you.